This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com, my good friend over the years, revealing things that, of course, now blamed on Russian bots. How's it like it? You get credit? No. It's the Russian bots that talked about the controversy of AIDS and HIV. That's right. They're actually claiming Russian bots were responsible for that back in the 80s now.
This is wow.
I know.
I thought it was an East German scientist named Jacob Siegel, whom I queried several times, and he eventually stopped talking to me. But anyway, it must have been a bot.
Must have been. Everything's a bot now. Of course, except for Thomas Frieden or Friedan at CDC, apparently willing to abuse women. And is it a big surprise anybody who would be willing to abuse children with vaccines and other tools and toxins of modern medicine, that they are revealed to be, you know, horrific in terms of their manifestation or interaction with other humans, so to speak? I think this time of calls for censorship probably maybe something to do with the fears that these people are being exposed on all levels now.
Well, maybe so. Although mainstream news is running with all of the stories of the exposure because it gives them good ratings and lots of people that are hungry for that kind of news. So, mainstream news is in a box. They don't know what to do. So their last gasp and solution is to censor anything that they don't like or to get their friends in social media to do it for them. That's really what's going on. But, yeah, Thomas Frieden, former head of the CDC, just arrested for sexual abuse, forcible touching of a woman in his Brooklyn apartment in the fall of 2017. So it's hard to assess the case since we're just getting this first announcement now. But on the surface, at least, you would think it's unlikely that the police would make an arrest, a visible arrest, in a case like this on these charges, unless they thought it was pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and interesting about what we're talking about, censorship. I look at the media, and of course we look at, you know, the censoring of vaccine news or the attack on anybody who has a different opinion. Or going back to the original controversies when you wrote AIDS Incorporated, of course, all discussion of AIDS or its cause is not done in an intelligent, balanced way, but in a way where you're actually assessing and addressing all evidence and going, you know, here's what we conclude, here's what we don't know. It's not rational. But in the case of, for instance, let's talk about GMOs and Roundup recently with the court case out of California, and the man that won the case, you know, he's got a serious cancerous condition, a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Media around the world covered this event, yet the HHS lawsuit, same RFK Jr. involved in both of them, they won against HHS where they acknowledged that they have not met once with Congress according to the law they're supposed to biannually on the issue of safety. And there's like no mention of that anywhere in the mainstream media. So what is being revealed, like Frieden, again, here's a maybe a hero to the pharmaceutical left that believes in vaccinations. He's a guy that headed the CDC, I say, so who knows where it begins and ends. And they're covering it. So you're right, they're in a bit of a quandary or a pickle. They don't know what they can or can't cover, but there's evidence of censorship in certain areas and not others now.
Yes, absolutely. And if you look for rationality in what's censored and not censored, good luck, because there's just all sorts of chaos afoot when people are getting censored because of who is doing the censoring, who is choosing to say, oh, this is a dangerous piece of false news that nobody should have access to, so we're going to censor it. There's a group, I don't have their name in front of me right now, but they've been exposing crimes committed by migrants. So they were recently censored by Facebook. A post that they put up was taken down. So now Facebook is apologizing, saying they made a mistake and that the post is restored. But the group says, thank you very much, but the post has not been restored. What's going on?
Right.
Are you lying about that? You know, you're going to get all kinds of crazy stuff going on, which is what happens when the First Amendment is, in spirit or materially, is violated. Mm. When you say free speech is conditional. Well, now Pandora's box is open.
Free speech is conditional. Now, remember, folks, and I've talked about this, and you write about it as well, that the First Amendment was written into the Constitution as a fundamental freedom endowed to you by that which created you. If you believe government created you, then, of course, there's not a lot of help for you. You're probably not listening to this show. But if you recognize it comes from a far higher place, a very special place, then you realize it is a right, not a privilege. And that First Amendment was codified to protect not popular speech, because who needs to protect popular speech? No one's going to attack it. But for that which is controversial, for that which is not popular. And yet we see the mainstream media constantly attacking those who would speak out in an unpopular fashion. Our good buddy, dearly departed Liam Sheff, talked about this in his book, Official Stories. All the things that are not allowed to be uttered in a balanced way other than to be attacked or outright censored in this regard. So you talk about censorship. It's in chaos. The attempts at censorship is in chaos. They don't know what to censor anymore. Certain things they sort of do, but now it's been confusing because they can't control the messaging anymore.
Yeah, when somebody gets this desperate, you can expect chaos to ensue. It's not going to be somebody turning a key and all of a sudden certain censorship occurs and others doesn't. No, it's going to be insanity, because that's what happens when you say free speech is conditional. No, you can't, and we're talking significantly here about political speech. Why do you think the First Amendment was so important? Because it was considered at the time that political speech could be under the gun depending upon what the federal government tried to do about it, and therefore it had to be guaranteed. You could speak politics. I mean, it went across the board, but politics was one of the main reasons that we had the First Amendment. You could speak politically on any side of the spectrum that you wanted to, mm-hmm. without fear of censorship. And that's exactly why people are getting censored now. It's exactly why people are getting censored under the most egregious conditions. Just the other day, Senator Ron Wyden, very well-known U.S. senator, a former chair, I believe, of the Finance Committee. Some people believe that he's a terrific guy and so forth. He basically said that Alex Jones should be wiped off the Internet. Not just censored from social media, but excoriated and taken away from the Internet. Boom. Now, this is a U.S. senator saying this. What is his understanding of the First Amendment? Does he really think that any intelligent person would now take him seriously on anything?
Hmm.
He's a complete moron, a venomous moron for trying to suggest that somebody's political speech should result in them being taken off of a public platform of communication. So what we're calling the attack on free speech goes along with a rapid decline in the public's ability to understand what free speech even means, much less the First Amendment.
Right. If you have a sitting U.S. senator calling for basically censorship of speech in violation of that most fundamental part of our Constitution, the First Amendment, this is why, you know, yesterday with Jonathan Emord, I talked to him about an Article 5 convention, right? There are people that are arguing that, you know what, it's just not working. We need to go back and we need to have a convention. We need to alter the Constitution. And I'm like, no, that would be a disaster because we don't have people that even understand why the Constitution was written. What were the principles embedded into it? How much our founders understood history, political and every aspect of history and human nature, to put a document together that wouldn't in and of itself restrict government from violating our fundamental rights, but that would provide a framework for the people to defend the individual liberty that our founders held dear, that current politicians on both sides of the political party to varying degrees, but certainly the political left at this point has embraced socialism, which is basically the stepping stone to communism, as a way of life, and who would alter the Constitution irreparably should an Article 5 convention be allowed to move forward, for instance.
Let me also emphasize that Thomas Jefferson, who was pioneering the public education system in America, a new idea, right, gave as his fundamental reason for doing that, that this public education system should exist for the purpose of training the young in what it means to be a citizen in a new political experiment called a constitutional republic. That was what the public education system was supposed to be all about. Because, in fact, whether anybody believes this or not anymore, at the time of the founding of the Republic, it was a new enterprise, a radical departure, with all the guarantees and the separation of powers and the checks and balances and so forth, and the implications for individual liberty and freedom.
You're right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People needed, especially the young, needed to be educated in what it means to be a citizen and understand such things as the First Amendment.
Stand by, John. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about this, you know, the basis of abandonment of principle here in America or elsewhere, and what we can do to restore it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John Rappaport, my guest this hour, always just a blast to be with you, my friend, and nomorefakenews.com. We get to publish his articles as often as we can here at robertscottbell.com as well. John, we were just getting into the basis of public education. I find this fascinating because I've openly called for a separation of many things in state, including education in state, because right now this is not what Thomas Jefferson called for. We've got a indoctrination of the glory of government, the beauty and power of government as it intervenes in our liberty, as opposed to what Thomas Jefferson intended to say. You know what? We really need to have some education, you know, via government, because people don't know about what this system is. It's never been tried before. And still here, 240 years later, people have no earthly idea here in America about the reason for a government instituted among men, we say of women now too, to protect individual liberty as opposed to run roughshod over our rights as bestowed to us by virtue of our birth.
Absolutely, well put. They have no idea, and they think they do, and they don't. That makes it even worse. Oh, sure, I understand the First Amendment. Really? You understand the First Amendment? Do you understand that what it means is that people that you hate, whose positions on political issues, for example, you hate, have to be given the right to speak freely? Do you really understand that's what it means and why that's important and how understanding that elevates your consciousness to a new level beyond, I like this and I don't like that. I like her, but I don't like him. I like this, I don't like that. All the incredible baloney that passes for some sort of social interaction today that is completely nonsensical and circumscribes people's lives as if they live in a little like-don't-like bubble, and that's all that life is. When you begin to consider something like the First Amendment and what it really means, in order to grasp it and to affirm it and to defend it, you have to be in a different state of mind than that. I like, I don't like. You have to be able to rise above that to see that this really means defending the right of people whose positions you hate to have the right of expressing freely their position.
Well, and here if we look at some contemporary examples, right? I remember the comedian Bill Maher on HBO, very left-leaning liberal guy. When he after 9/11, he came out and said, you know, the terror, you know, they're saying these are cowards, these terrorists are cowards. I remember he saying, they're not cowards, they're courageous. They're giving up their lives for what they believe in. Of course, people were so outraged. They called for censorship of him. You can't say those things, and he was pulled off the air for a while. Now, I'm not, you know, in agreement with much of what he believes, although he nails it on Big Pharma, but he's got cognitive dissonance in other areas. But I would defend, as he's recently come to the defense of Alex Jones. He obviously is not an Alex Jones fan, but he says, you liberals, and he's among them, you got to be thinking clearly about this. And I will give him points for, let's say, integrity, intellectual integrity on the issue. And that's not what we see from the left, at least in a mainstream media context, where they're fomenting the seeds for a censorship agenda that is completely the opposite of what Thomas Jefferson, the founders, thought about when they said, you know what, we got this in here because we need to have dissenting voices. We need to have them speaking out. This is a healthy thing, not something that should be squashed because we're afraid of it.
Excellent. The First Amendment has become like a protection racket. That's what's happened. Just like vaccines. I mean, the parallels are quite incredible when you think about it. The whole system of government now has shifted over as if to say, okay, secretly we're going to destroy the entire Constitution and rebuild the whole idea of government around everybody needs to be protected and we, the government, are going to do the protecting. So we're going to protect everybody from disease, which they used to recover from with very little treatment, if any at all, by forcing them to be vaccinated against, you know, who knows how many dozens and dozens of supposed illnesses, injecting toxic substances into their body. But we're not going to think about that because we're protecting everybody. And we're going to protect everybody against the kind of speech that could upset them, delude them, deceive them, send them off on some wild goose chase, and we will decide what that is. So the entire formation of the government has now shifted covertly into an operation called a protection racket. That's the way the whole thing is now being built, rebuilt from what it was when the Constitution was first ratified.
Mm-hmm. Protection, protecting you from harm. What harm is that? Is that physical harm of attacks, of violence? No. It's about emotions. My gosh, those words hurt me. We can't have that. We can't stomach that. Listen, when we come back, we're going to stomach some more because it's awesome with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're on with a guy that has dedicated his life to freedom in so many levels. The freedom to soar, how you want to soar in this lifetime. And I don't mean get sore, unless you want to get sore. That's fine too. But the idea here of freedom of speech, the freedom to create your life anew every day if you want, the freedom to communicate your passion, the freedom to manifest from the greatest of your imagination. And John Rappaport has been an inspiration for so many over the years. He's been a good friend of mine. And this is just, like I said, a treat when we get together here on radio. And I thank you for being here, my friend. And, you know, just chatting about this and giving a depth and a breadth of understanding of something that has been lost to most, that have been hoodwinked and programmed by a media that is invested in enslaving your mind rather than freeing it.
And defending as the highest ideal the lowest common denominator. Instead of saying, look, anybody with a few active brain cells who is able to read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, would know that what we're aiming for here is the liberation of the individual to achieve at the highest level to which he or she aspires, as long as he doesn't interfere with the freedom of others. But that is the basic thing that we're after here, that we're driving toward, which means that our heroes, if you will, or the people to whom we look up to the most, are those who do this kind of achieving on very high levels, because they are liberated from within and protected by a limited government from without, so that they have this freedom to do just that. Therefore, let's look at those individuals and learn something. But no, this government has now turned around and over a series of many, 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 many decades has said, no, let's look to the lowest possible common denominator of need in the society, and let's shape the government entirely based upon satisfying that need and protecting people from imaginary harm that could come to them from hearing speech that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, to me, that's the definition of insanity.
Right, right. Well, how do we explore this? We talk about an individual's journey, although, of course, we interact with souls, with people all of the time. We're on this planet with a lot of them. And yet, you've talked about the creative power of imagination. You know, we're here for, I think, more than just kind of hanging out and being the effect of everyone around us. And that's part of the inspiring journey that you've been on and trying to inspire others to do the same in their own way, of course. And we've got this constant barrage of, no, you can't. You better not. This is a violation. I mean, you know, whether it's through guilt or fear to induce a collectivist ideology, versus what our founders, you know, had set up politically and otherwise in America, is like, here's a place where we don't want that limitation. We want you to go out. So there's been a constant battle, perhaps since time immemorial, and it's a fascinating journey for me. I mean, I'm like, just as a student of observation, I'm fascinated by it. At the same time, excited that you and I can get together and talk from time to time. You get to write or publish and help people to see similar things and then make it their own.
Absolutely. The point here is what we need as a solution to this problem is more and more courageous individuals who have something to launch in this world that they really want to launch, some enterprise, something big, and they do it. They don't sit around and whine and complain and think of all the reasons why this is not going to work, or they shouldn't bother, or they could be taking a risk, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's a universe of timidity and fear. And in that universe, the people who rule are the people who offer protection as a protection racket.
Mm-hmm.
But in the preferable universe, we have many individuals who have high ideals and great vision about what they want to make happen and create in the world, and they do it. They do it. They don't hesitate and stop and wait and postpone and whine and moan and complain and blame other people for their problems as their main activity in life. Yeah, there are other people who can be blamed, rightfully so, but not as an occupation that you get up every day and do all day long. No, what you spend your time doing is being the creative individual that you are at the core, and according to your own highest and best vision of what you want to make happen in the world, you do. Now, the effect of many, many individuals doing that, each in his own way, would be absolutely extraordinary. Now you'd really have something going.
No, well, think about making life extraordinary. Like we often go to the movies to be entertained and engaged and like, wow, wasn't that extraordinary? The positive side of the arts obviously can be used for propaganda, but people like that sort of escape. And I liken what you do, John, is to help people realize that their life can be that exhilarating and extraordinary in that creative and imaginative process. Am I wrong?
Huh, absolutely right. Their life can be completely exhilarating. Nobody said that this is a walk in the park. You know, it's not as easy as, walking down to the drugstore and filling a prescription for a tranquilizer. No, it's not. But so what? So what? What are you here for? What are you doing? Are you just a spectator? Is that it? You just want to spectate? Because if so, really, I mean, then you really should step back and think about your whole existence. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, talk about living a life that's extraordinary, right? This has been something that's been a theme in my life, observing, you know, what the status quo is and having this innate need. Now, I don't rebel for rebellion's sake, but just this innate desire to say, you know what, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live the way everybody else lives. Not because I want to stand out necessarily, but because I have a sense of what I'm here to do. And we talk about people who are on a mission, who have a passion, how they do stand out from the crowd just a bit, maybe a lot. And those in the so-called masses, if you hypnotize, propagandize masses, often look at those people as threats. And I'm thinking, even if they're not overtly threatening to take stuff from them, and usually they're not, the thing that they perceive that is being stolen from them is their ability to stay, I don't know, for lack of a better term, asleep.
Right. Exactly. What is this person doing standing out from the crowd with such energy and passion and commitment and work to achieve something great? What is going on here? We don't want to see that. We want to see people like us who are kind of slugs that exist at a very low and slow rate and are being taken care of and are dependent basically upon the ruling force, mm-hmm. the party, the government. This is what life really is, and we want to expand that and expand it further and further and further until everybody gets everything for nothing and nobody has to do anything at all, and we have just a sort of, a giant passive swamp that everybody lives in on the planet. That's it. That's paradise. That's now we, this is social justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. Social justice. You know, it's interesting because we see more and more calls for this so-called social justice. And I think, you know what you're calling for? I don't know if mediocrity is the term that's overused. And I don't mean to say in the wrong way. I don't know what that might be. But this idea that, you know, you should be happy in your swamp and you're swimming in your own feces, for instance, is like, well, no, that's the best it gets. And I've often brought up the parable of the eagle versus the chicken, that an eagle was born hatched among chickens and so was raised as a chicken and would look up its whole life at the eagle soaring overhead and said, wow, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be like that. And of course, the chickens would, you know, say, don't be ridiculous. You're a chicken. You know, don't even think about it. Right. And as a parable for life, in a sense, to how it illustrates how people seemingly would rather have you down there in the muck with them, you know, digging in the dirt for grubs and worms as opposed to soaring above, because that is who indeed you really are and have always been. But again, what is the benefit to the people that are down there in the grub worms? It's like, well, if you're one of them, they don't have to consider that they're also one of those eagles soaring above and not meeting that potential, whatever that might be.
Correct. They never have to think about that. They don't see reflected around them anything but themselves. That's what they want to see. And so they can become quite disturbed and quite reactive and quite violent even when stimulated in that direction, which is also something that happens. They are now soldiers in a war, mm-hmm. in a battle for the triumph of the lowest common denominator in society. They are being harnessed and used for that purpose, and they don't even know it. They're working for some of the richest people on the planet, who are dedicated socialists in the sense that they have made their billions and trillions, and they then dedicated themselves to cutting other people off from being able to do the same, mm-hmm. so that they would win the game, control the whole planet, and be able to call it justice and socialism. And so they engage the young to go out, street protests and this and that and the other thing, for the downtrodden and all of that. And these young dupes have no clue that they're really working for the richest globalists on the planet.
Yeah, social justice is social engineering. And the useful dupes or the useful idiots are the young people that don't know. They may be vaccine injured as well and easily manipulated into this behavior. And that was the brilliance and beauty of the Matrix movie, right? We talk about all the people that are still plugged into the Matrix are potentially those that would attack you, much like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. If you stick out, suddenly, no, come on back. We ain't letting you out. Even if you pose no real threat, the perceived threat is enough for them to act against you. So, John Rappaport, it's never enough time to discuss these issues with you, but the insights you reveal are so valuable to me and our audience here. I just appreciate you so much. You know that.
I love coming on. I think we've always had great conversations, Robert. I don't know how long it's been now. It's been at least 10 years, maybe more.
Oh, for sure. Easily. And it's never enough, but we'll keep going at it as long as we can, as long as we're here and breathing, my friend. So thank you, everybody. Check it out. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Links up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. Back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, let me tell you something about the space station. It's only really there in your imagination. That thing ain't real. It's science fiction. It's there to feed your space addiction. Those astronauts are not in space. It's written all over their stupid faces.
All right, we talk about the nature of reality with John Rappaport, and now we hear the Puppet Show song from the Flat Earth Music Group, apparently, as we bumpered into that one, Super Don. That's a hilarious video, by the way. If you guys watch it.
It is.
It is really kind of getting into an area where, Super Don, you say it gets a little sticky for us to do during the daytime, but I don't mind talking about it. You know, as I, like I said, the scam of Tesla sending a Tesla car, what the guy Musk sending a Tesla car into space, I called BS on that, due to the lighting anomalies, things like that. This particular song is calling out NASA about the space station and saying that it's all a bunch of, it's a big puppet show.
Indeed. Yes, we got this. I want to thank Officer Hayes for sending us the link, and we checked it out.
Is he our bodyguard on the show? He's with us every day. He's Officer Hayes, unofficial bodyguard.
Unofficially, I suppose. Yeah. Absolutely. Our security, head of security.
Head of security there, Officer Hayes.
That's right.
Thank you, Officer.
That's right. So, and Officer Hayes believes that the Earth is flat, and we've got a few people. There's a guy on the Saturday show that I do that calls in regularly and always refers to me as Super Globe.
Because
I don't believe that the Earth is flat.
That's great. I love that.
It's a debate that has not gone away, and it's very frustrating to try and talk about. And usually what happens when somebody comes to me on the whole flat Earth thing, it's like, okay, take the YouTube videos, just put them over here. And we'll take all of the scientific stuff, we'll put it over here, and let's not get into a debate over science, right? Let's just look at this from what I would say is kind of a logic and reason point of view, okay? Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard anybody really answer these questions for me, because I like to look at things and just kind of go, in the real world, how would this be possible? Because if you think about it for a second,
yeah.
NASA employs like 18,000 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the facts about space missions and stuff, there have been 355 individual astronauts and cosmonauts that have flown on the space shuttle. That breaks down to like about
the stage, you mean, or the shuttle?
I'm going space shuttle because okay. This is about NASA, right, okay, that they're talking about here. So yeah, that breaks down about 306 men, 49 women, all hailing from 16 different countries, mm-hmm. okay? Now, here's another fact. Following the Apollo missions,
yeah,
there were 135 shuttle missions that were sent out into space up until 2011 when they stopped it.
Right.
There were a total of 833 crew members of all 135 space shuttle missions. I'm going somewhere with this. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As of 2018, 72 different government space agencies are in existence. Okay. Not mm-hmm. just NASA. 72 different ones, including the Russian Aviation and Space Agency, mm-hmm. the Chinese
yeah.
National Space Administration. So I want you to think about all of the people that we're talking about here, that if the Earth was flat mm-hmm. and it was not round, every single one of these people, we're talking about, if you go globally, 72 different government space agencies,
yeah.
you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. All of these people would have to be in on
well,
the conspiracy.
They're all part of the same fraternity. They have the same secret handshake.
Okay. Yeah. You're being sarcastic, I hope.
I am. You want to go more? Or I'll get in on this, too.
Well, I'm just saying, for a secret
yeah.
of that magnitude to be kept secret by hundreds of thousands of people around the entire world, that the Earth is flat and not round, and to not have any of those people slip up. I mean, you can't get a group of 10 people to keep a secret about when somebody's birthday is or a surprise yeah. party or something like that, let alone a secret of that magnitude, of
right.
that craziness.
Listen.
To be kept by that number of people and that many people to be in on that conspiracy together and for it not to be exposed legitimately.
All right, you've left me a minute to counteract your propaganda here, Super Don.
Okay.
All right, no, actually, I'm not countering. Here's what I said. Low Earth orbit, I believe, is legit. It's real. You know, the space missions to low Earth orbit, I got no problem with that. What I've had a problem with over the last years as I've looked into this is the ionizing radiation up higher outside of our protective, you know, let's say, atmosphere. That's where I dispute. For instance, even moon mission stuff. Nobody has explained to me, and I've had astronauts on. In fact, I had one that talked about, you know, space missions not viable because, why? Ionizing radiation, cosmic radiation. We don't have shielding for it. So I think the legitimacy is where we draw the line. How far up can you go legitimately and survive? With that, thank you, Roseanne Lindsay. Thank you, John Rappaport. Thank you, Super Don. We're going to have a great weekend. We'll be back Sunday for our live broadcast right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal and travel to lower Earth orbit is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth
and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.